This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I want to give all of our audience the credit, our affiliates, people that make this broadcast possible to have this platform, for the fact that as bad as this is and this terrible crime that's been committed and these poor victims and their families we should pray for and support, America isn't buying the official story because they're not giving us one because they're covering up what happened.
Yeah.
And we know that. And everything I've been breaking here comes right from good sources and is now being confirmed. But I have a sick feeling it being confirmed. I don't like to be proven right about things this evil. I wish I was wrong, but I'm not the one that's right or wrong. These are good sources, and we're a major news platform. Top links on Drudge, that the sheriff's saying they're investigating if he was radicalized. That means they saw signs of it. He said, unfortunately, we're having to go on that line because can't believe it. We got to do it. He looks like he's about to cry, what they discovered. And then you've got him on drugs, just like we first broke, Kit Daniels said Monday. And we've got the hotel receipts, thanks to the work of Laura Loomer and others. Roger Stone's coming up in the next segment. I'll co-host with him a little bit and turn it over to him. But just finishing up, this is a time to really be focused and frosty. Like I said on Sunday's show and Friday's show, to be armed, to be vigilant, and to be involved in the info war as well, and to be peaceful, never offensive. But the season of the false flags and them blaming us are here. But it shows you that they can't carry these out very well, and their whole story, the wheels have come off. And folks know, I don't just say the wheels have come off unless they have. So final comments here, Laura Loomer, and tell folks how they follow your great investigative journalism.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Laura Loomer. I'm currently working independently, hoping to do some work with InfoWars.
I definitely want to get you as a contract reporter for us, because I think that gives you more freedom. But I definitely want to talk to you because you're just doing a great job.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll be doing more special reports and work for InfoWars in the coming days in the future. But in the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at Laura Loomer, and my Facebook page is at Laura Loomer Official.
All right. Well, thank you for your work. I want to let you get back to your investigative journalism and your tireless energy. God bless you, Laura. We're all in this together.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. And Millie, thank you. And it's not about thank you, thank you, thank you. But when something's this big and it's dangerous, and
it takes a lot of research and a lot of digging. And really,
well, this isn't a movie. This is real life.
It's stressful.
We're all, I'm going to say it, I'm not saying we're as good as the veterans because I love them, they're great, but we're serving in the battle for the Republic. This is the big war. We are in the war.
It's an information war. It's a silent weapons for silent war. This is how they're going to come after our rights, our freedoms, our gun rights, and that's really what this is all about. At the end of the day, the Democrats did push the legislation through for this gun control legislation, and this was the perfect catalyst, the perfect situation to create prior to that, to use it as an example as to why we need to limit our firearms. And I'm sorry, but this just reeks so much of some kind of a deep state operation. And yes, it may be Antifa's involved, maybe ISIS. I do think it's more likely that ISIS is involved, but these are tentacles of the same.
And she's going back to the Philippines.
Yeah.
And you've had the major ISIS uprisings.
At the end of the day, it's the deep state that's the big octopus who we've already seen colluding with the Democratic Party leaders over spying on Trump's campaign.
Well, let's get you back on the War Room coming up today with Owen Schroyer. And, of course, Roger Stone will be popping back in on that. So great job with your investigative journalism, Millie Weaver.
Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit more on Steven and just say one last thing on him. He reeks of some kind of a weapons contractor, and I'm going to continue getting to the bottom of that, and I will be updating.
Oh, he's got millions of dollars. He gets to gamble professionally but never runs out of money.
Yeah. Yeah, where's he getting his money from? Oh, is he washing it in casinos? Because that's typically what you do with black market money. You wash it through casinos, and that would mean that's why he's a high-limit gambler.
Stay right there. Roger Stone, give us your 60-second or 50-second approximation of what you see happening here.
I'll tell you what I see, Alex. I see citizen journalism taking control in this country like never before. People have figured out the NBCs, the CBSs, the CNNs, that they're full of it, and they have to go to sites like InfoWars to get the cutting-edge truth in this entire matter.
Well, I'll tell you, it's sad but true, because I don't want to get ratings this way, but we have gargantuan traffic to everything. Millions and millions of new listeners every few hours at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Stay with us. Roger Stone straight ahead for the next hour. Then The War Room with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and more. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Alex Jones here with Roger Stone. I'm going to eject out here in about 12 minutes or 10 minutes, but I wanted to finish up with Roger. Was this a weapons transfer gone bad? Well, I know from our hostage rescue team sources on Monday morning, just 12 hours after this had taken place, they said, no, he fired back. We killed him. You know, we put the photo out that they tried to deny at first. Now they admit it's a real photo. And then, of course, expanding on all of that on my Twitter, Real Alex Jones, expanding on all that, our sources said that there was definitely BS going on, was the words used, and that there was a lot of Middle Eastern travel documents and information and photos, and that he had women going back and forth, not just the girlfriend, but the women and others. And now we know she had like two husbands going to the Middle East, going to the Philippines with the big Al-Qaeda ISIS uprisings. He had millions and millions of dollars, just gambled all the time, was traveling back and forth in and out of the country, obviously using the casinos to launder the money. That's what they used those for. And then the brother gives these testimonies where, oh, he wasn't involved in anything, didn't own any guns. Oh, he had guns. He's the mastermind. He did it all. In 48-hour, total 180. He has like an earpiece in. He's like, well, what did I say? Sorry, I didn't get that right. Okay, I'll get it right this time. I mean, this is like Loyal and Hardy are running this or something. So I've never seen anything like this. All I know is they're trying to blame gun owners when it was patriots that got targeted. They're making their move. The Democrats have said they're going to have a huge uprising in October, November. It's here. Roger, we've laid all this out. We've told folks it's here. And now I have Colonel Schaefer of the CIA high level. And we've got top psychiatrists from the federal government that have examined these people. And they're saying clearly he's Antifa. Clearly it's the MO to trigger a helter-skelter revolution. Clearly the Democrats are saying hashtag hunt Republicans. They've created the climate. I mean, this is an incredible time to be alive, where they target patriots and then blame us for it. Roger, what's your gut tell you? Because this is just so bombshell.
Well, yesterday, Alex, as you know, on The War Room, we aired a video that we found at YouTube that clearly shows Paddock, the shooter, attending an anti-Trump rally. A woman refers to him by his first name, Stephen. He answers to it, making it even more obvious that he has a leftist connection.
And if it's not him, it's his twin brother. I mean, the video is conclusive. It is him, or it's his twin brother.
There's no question about it. And, you know, you and I both remember back in 1963 when the mainstream media came out almost immediately and said, Lee Harvey Oswald, lone nut, communist, came from Russia, and so on. And that became the official narrative. That won't work anymore. It's not 1963 anymore. Now people can harness the power of InfoWars, the power of the internet, and a dozen other alternative media.
Well, let's say it. I mean, it's the autistic keyboard army. The media says we say that meanly. No, they call themselves that. That'll do it 25 hours a day. I know there's only 24. It's a joke for the Young Turks. I don't know how many hours are in a day. That 25 hours a day, it's like 110%. That they will go in there and find every piece of data. You cannot stop them.
No, it's actually exciting in the sense that it's a tragedy, of course, that this awful loss of life. But what we're seeing is citizen democracy in action. We no longer have to buy the BS of the mainstream media who will give us the government sanitized version of what happened in Las Vegas. We will, collectively, we will get to the bottom of this and we will find out exactly what happened.
That's right. It's an information total revolution. Like 1776, but squared to the next level. It's beautiful. It's incredible. It's unstoppable.
Well, and I think you put it right in the first in the opening here. This is beginning to smell more and more like some kind of gun running operation. Isn't it odd that this fellow has no history whatsoever of any social media contact? That would be typical of a government agent, an FBI agent, for example, or a DEA agent, that he has no record as a gun enthusiast, yet he has a veritable arsenal in his room, an arsenal no one saw him bring in, and no one saw him bring ammunition or any of the other necessary pieces, the elaborate filming apparatus, and so on. How very strange. And then we track him undeniably to an anti-Trump rally, actually two different anti-Trump rallies, two different events. I think that that's a
This
pattern.
Is like Lee Harvey Oswald at the communist rallies.
Well, it could have been put there as a plant. That's entirely possible.
Oh, he worked at Lockheed, and it looks like Skunk Works Connected Areas and NASA. I mean, this is classic. Lee Harvey Oswald worked at the U2 proto Skunk Works.
Well, and as you know, they told us in the Warren Commission he was a known communist. Then why was he handing out anti-communist literature in New Orleans? Going out of his way to get in a scuffle, arrested, taken to the New Orleans police station. He's allowed one phone call. Does he call his lawyer? Does he call his wife? No, he calls the head of the FBI, and in 30 minutes he's sprung with no charges. How curious. It's all in the man who killed Kennedy, the case against LBJ. But I do see these strange parallels, Alex. The difference is now you have a crusading, independent, alternative journalistic tradition in this country that's taken root through the internet, and they're not going to be able to pull the wool over our eyes. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and I don't even think we've begun in terms of ferreting out the facts. I salute Laura Loomer, I like to call her Little Laura Loomer, because Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin are so deathly afraid of her. There's a woman I like.
Absolutely. I got to say, I love you triggering them with the matching American flag behind you. For radio listeners, people can watch at Infowars.com/show or many other places. But, man, I got to tell you, people say, why all the American flags? You only had them sometimes. Well, now that they're so triggered and want it banned and call it evil, you know, now Old Glory, you know, stronger than ever, because we've retaken the country to a great extent. It's our flag again, and we're flying that sucker in everybody's face. So get used to it.
It is so offensive to see what's happening in the NFL and to see the people who are trying to tear down the great traditions and the democratic milestones of this country. No, America's not perfect.
But we've come a long way, and we're a great country.
Well, particularly in the area of racial injustice. I mean, look, Abraham Lincoln, Dr. King, Malcolm X, these men died to outlaw discrimination.
And now folks are acting like they didn't get anything done.
They act like nothing's happened. No, America's not perfect. Yes, we still have racial discrimination. But at least today it's illegal. At least today it can be pursued in the courts. At least it is the law of the land. And great men like Dr. King are responsible for that.
That's right. Roger Stone's taking over here in 2 minutes. I just want folks to know that his favorite nootropic, that's brain pill, brain booster, Secret 12, is also going to be ending its sale today at 40% off. But we have the Brain Force Plus now at 20% more. That is 50% off. We've never gone with that big of a sale, not because it's not selling. It's sold out for months. I said double the shipment. I want a humongous shipment so I can really discount this baby. And, you know, don't worry, we still make like $5 or so, $6. But at this price, it really is me like a drug pusher trying to get you addicted. I'm being facetious, but you know, there's always some truth to a joke, at least 5% of it. I mean, it's healthy, it's good, it's great. I want you to try it. Just like our coffee is addictive and great, I want you to try that as well. It's discounted right now. 50% off, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Brain Force can run for another week, but Vitamin Mineral Fusion, we've never gone 50% off on it with the amino acids, total absorption. It's so great. That is going to have to stop today because it'll be months till we get more. If I don't, this is going to sell out. So a bunch of these specials, Caveman, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Secret 12, they're all either ending today or in the next 3 days. By that, Vitamin Mineral Fusion's gone today at 50% off. And then it's going to be the others in the next few days. We haven't done the math and the numbers yet. But again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But thank you all for committing to the InfoWar. Thank you for financially supporting us. Thank you for buying these products. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for being the InfoWar. Get free shipping as well at InfoWarsStore.com. When you sign up for auto ship, you're going to get an additional 10% off on top of that as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Make the commitment today to fund the war. They are your war bonds. We are savage. We are winning. We are unstoppable with God's help and you behind us. Stay with us. Roger Stone, straight ahead.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone. Here's some breaking news. A group of Republicans in New York's 18th Congressional District have approached the singer celebrity Joy Villa about being the Republican candidate for Congress to oppose Democratic Congressman Sean Maloney in that district. Villa is, of course, a native New Yorker, and evidently a number of her admirers are imploring her to return to her home state and seek that congressional seat. No word yet whether Villa is interested or whether she's going to consider it, but having met her recently in Las Vegas at a conservative political action conference, I can tell you she is one impressive, articulate, beautiful, conservative woman, and she'd make a heck of a candidate. So I am hoping, just on a personal level, that she makes the race. Now, Sean Maloney is a very smart, capable guy, very articulate advocate for his own liberal point of view. It would be a classic, classic race. While the entire world remains focused on Las Vegas, confusion after the terror act there, not even three full days have passed since this revolting attack in Las Vegas, and the story inconsistencies and the number of conspiracy theories that are sprouting like mushrooms on decayed wood are really quite extraordinary. Word comes from the LA Times that Stephen Paddock was a regular at the Virgin River Casino Starbucks in Mesquite, Nevada, that he gambled very large sums, very strange for a man who we're told was a retired accountant with no activity of either gun enthusiasm or political activity. He was seen there many times with his companion, a Filipino woman named Mary Lou Danley. And one barista told the L.A. Times that he often saw Paddock abusing Danley. He was nasty, mean to her, quoting things like, "I'm paying for your drink just like I'm paying for you." Then unabashedly, Danley would step down and say, "Okay." So looking at Paddock's own words, albeit hearsay, via a Starbucks barista, he was paying for Mary Lou Danley like paying for a cup of coffee. It is, I think, gives us some insights into his psyche. Taking at face value, we know that he doesn't like to be alone. We know the service he pays for are not real, and more so, having a paid companion prohibits ability to find any truly meaningful relationship, but I doubt the man cares. Now, is this all psychobabble? Yes, to a certain extent, we are all guessing. But there's an army of citizen journalists out there, and the digging has begun. And we already begun to find holes in the seemingly inconsistent and most definitely incomplete official narrative as to what really happened here, who Stephen Paddock really is, whether he is in fact the shooter, whether he is in fact the only shooter. Since you have different shooting stations, some of those with much greater gun experience than I have questioned his ability to move quickly enough between stations, given the weight and mobility of the weapons he was using. Laura Loomer, I think, was among those who pointed out that we have evidence of a woman, a second guest, in Paddock's room, room 32135. But we still have no official explanation of who this woman was, whether she was potentially a prostitute or a Confederate. And then there's the double order of the receipt. Now, the FBI insists that Paddock checked into the Mandalay Bay Resort on September 28th, 2017. You can see this repeated over and over and over again by the mainstream media. New York Magazine only a couple hours ago repeating that date. Yet if we look at the actual receipt from the Mandalay Bay Hotel, we see that it's actually dated September 27th, 2017. Now, this is gasoline for the conspiracy fire. This is what leads people to jump to a broad distrust of both the mainstream media and the federal and state governments who feed us this nonsense. Why would the authorities mislead the public about something so simple as his check-in date? And if they're misleading us about this, what else are they misleading us about? Now, from the dark recesses of the internet comes even more unvetted connections, but some of these leads are so incredible, I have to share. It kind of starts with a disgraced California state senator, an ex-state senator named Leland Yee. Yee was arrested and convicted after a five-year sentence for accepting bribes and trafficking arms through, yes, you guessed it, the Philippines. With more than 20 firearms found in Paddock's rooms, it seems that there may have been some effort that ties the Philippines, the girlfriend, to a gun-running operation akin to Fast and Furious. We are looking into this, a 137-page affidavit, which was the result of a five-year investigation on Leland Yee, which was made public by the FBI soon after his arrest, revealed the senator was allegedly proactive in dealing arms through the Philippines, through Muslim groups there. Whether we can establish any tie to Stephen Paddock remains to be seen, but we at InfoWars are working assiduously on this story. The reason that I bring this up is to clearly state that the FBI is still known to track and attempt international buyers and sellers of guns, particularly to drug lords and terrorists. The Fast and Furious gunwalking scandal was the result of just one such effort going all the way back to 2009. Leland Lee is a more current example, 2016. There can be little doubt that such activity still is going on, yet we come to an impasse when it comes to getting in any answers about Stephen Paddock. We are going to be staying on top of this. We don't know whether some kind of deal was going down at Mandalay Bay. We don't know whether the feds know more about this than they are telling us. We know we're not getting the straight story because of so many holes in the official versions so far. Many people who were on the terrible site that night say that they personally witnessed multiple shooters, and therein lies a deep problem with the official narrative. I'm Roger Stone. You're here on The Alex Jones Show, and I'll be right back.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, and you're on the Alex Jones Show here at InfoWars. As the Robert Mueller investigation intensifies, new details are coming out every day about that direction of that very controversial probe. But buried in the story may be some intense legal problems with the warrant that was laid on Paul Manafort when his apartment was raided at 5 o'clock in the morning by the FBI at the behest of Special Counselor Mueller. It seems that Mueller's team obtained evidence not on the listed warrant as required by law. And in fact, in the July 26th raid, the FBI may have removed materials covered by the attorney-client privilege. That could, in fact, taint the entire taking of evidence during the raid. We have numerous precedents of judges very recently saying that too sweeping a warrant violates the Fourth Amendment. So, in other words, Robert Mueller's bully boy tactics, which were orchestrated by investigator Adam Weissman, may now backfire on his inquiry into the president. The other major development that I think bears attention was a little-known comment by General John Kelly in the Washington Post only this past week. Kelly said that all policy initiatives now would go to White House aide Mark Short. Now, Mark Short formerly worked for the Koch brothers, comes out of the Americans for Prosperity nonprofit organization funded by the Kochs. The Kochs, you'll remember, are no particular fans of Donald J. Trump, and they opposed his nomination as the Republican nominee for president, essentially, until the bitter end. What's interesting, of course, is that Stephen Miller is the individual who still holds the title of Director of Policy and Planning. And under the White House flowchart, all policy is supposed to flow to Miller. So was General Kelly giving us the early heads up that Stephen Miller, the last remaining Trump campaign veteran, the man who whose eloquence and whose writing talents so incredibly punched up the president's superb address at the United Nations only weeks ago, is Miller himself, the last standing Trumpite inside the Trump White House, not long for this world. That would be after the departure of Stephen K. Bannon, after the downgrading of Peter Navarro, the president's special trade representative. And we have to wonder whether Miller, who we refer to as the Minister of Propaganda, and we say that affectionately, is long for this world, or whether there is some lateral transfer in mind for Mr. Miller. We here at InfoWars are fans of Stephen Miller because of his ability to handle the mainstream media in a most efficient manner. If you've ever seen this guy stand up in a press scrum, he is nothing short of brilliant. But more importantly, he completely understands the president's mind. He's completely copacetic with the president when it comes to the agenda for reform in this country. He is the last remaining true loyal Trumpite in the building. It will be a tremendous tragedy if General Kelly, who is succeeding, based on all reports, in bringing down an iron curtain around the president, cutting him off from longtime associates, political supporters, campaign staff, and yes, in some instances, cutting him off from his very own family. It will be a tragedy if Mr. Miller joins the ranks of those who've been squeezed out of the Trump White House. Seen in Washington yesterday, Miller had no comment on these press reports. I do want to mention to you now that Secret 12, which I have found to be, without any question, the best multi vitamin and mineral formula out there, B12 specifically, is probably 40% off, probably the greatest sale ever on this product. Now, B12 is absolutely necessary cultivating the energy, if you will. It's in my daily regimen, and I have looked at the labels of the B12 supplements you can buy at the local Walgreens or CVS, and I can tell you that Alex Jones and the folks at InfoWars put nothing at the InfoWars.com site that isn't the very best of the best, that doesn't have not only the best natural ingredients, but is tested and retested, and in many cases have thousands of testimonials from satisfied customers. This is what Alex Jones calls a 360-degree win, because you get not only good, effective, efficient products at a good price, but you're propping up our war against censorship. You're backing us in the fight against the mainstream media, who, if they had their way, would snuff us. The tech left, the Yahoos, the Amazons, the Googles, who would try to censor us if they could. You see, we don't have a George Soros standing in the backstage writing multi-million dollar checks. We can't count on the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation. No, we raise the money through products like Caveman, which right now is available in both the chocolate and strawberry formulas at 50% off. That's 50% off of retail, folks. You may never see a sale this great again at the InfoWars.com store. Now, Caveman fuses ancient, powerful nutrition with cutting-edge nutraceutical science to create a high-quality supplement that uses bone broth and more than 7 different primal superfoods to give you power and strength like you've never felt before. Very good friend of mine, Adam Powers, professional bodybuilder, swears by Caveman, would not be without it as part of his regimen, and he's preparing to compete shortly. Asked me to get him some more Caveman because it was running low, and I pointed out that it was 50% off of retail only today. So a salute to Adam Powers, who's heading for a bodybuilding competition, and a recommendation to you again that you secure your supply of Caveman at 50% off retail before it sells out once and for all. There have been, this product is so popular, there have been some delays. So I urge you, act now at 50% off. I know that Michael Zimmerman particularly likes the bone broth aspect of this. He was talking about it in Washington only a week ago. Yes, you are on InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, and I've been sitting in for the great Alex Jones. If you want to follow the very latest out of Las Vegas, if you're tired of the filter of CNN and the mainstream media and those who would tell you what they'd like you to believe happened as opposed to those here who will tell you what we know, well, then stay tuned to InfoWars and you can get the stone cold truth. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and yes, you're here at the Infowars.com on the Alex Jones Show, where I'm sitting in for my friend and fellow patriot, Alex Jones. A major story that we broke here at Infowars.com involved the former Chinese intelligence agent Miles Kwok, and the efforts to keep this Hillary Clinton bundler and George Soros associate, who's currently living in the United States illegally in New York City, from being extradited to the Chinese homeland. As we discussed, when we broke the story here on InfoWars, it got major international coverage. And here is an important update. Evidently, Mr. Kwok went to Washington, D.C. today, where he was supposed to speak to the neocon think tank, the Hudson Institute. At the last minute, I believe at the behest of our State Department, that speech was canceled. We also learned that Kwok was to hold a press conference at the National Press Club today, and evidently, again, from governmental pressure, that event was also canceled. Now, we've reported that Kwok has deep ties to Iran and the United Arab Emirates. In my opinion, he is a national security risk, but more importantly, he's become a sticking point in Sino-U.S. relations. When President Trump met in Palm Beach with Xia, the Chinese leader, this was one of the sticking points in getting Chinese cooperation on the issue of North Korea. This past weekend, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein visited Beijing, China, and China agreed to even more sanctions on North Korea out of those meetings. President Donald Trump deserves a lot of credit. Never in history has a U.S. president gotten so much cooperation from China vis-a-vis North Korea. Barack Obama, you recall, attempted and failed. But now this issue of Kwok came up at the meetings. Tillerson and Rosenstein have both promised the Chinese government that the Chinese rogue intelligence agent turned a Clinton bundler and longtime Soros associate will be extradited to face criminal charges in China. Remember, Kwok is found guilty of both financial crimes there and here. The Chinese government has repeatedly told the Trump White House they want Kwok extradited. Now, Kwok is a sophisticated intelligence agent, and with the help of super liberal Democratic lawyer David Boies, you remember him, he represented Al Gore in the 2000 Florida recount, they have launched a counterintelligence scheme. Kwok was being represented by a law firm on his asylum application in a last-ditch attempt to avoid extradition to China. My sources tell me that the law firm dumped Kwok because he lied on that application and he failed to disclose his criminal record in China. Kwok then hired hackers to hack the law firm and release his asylum application on Twitter. Now, warmongers and anti-Trumpists in the government are using this to try to stop the extradition. Is it odd that the National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, with deep ties to a think tank funded by George Soros, seems to be the lone voice within the Trump administration opposing extradition of Kwok, a known Soros associate? Once again, Kwok traveled to the United States on a false passport. He's in business with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and a national security risk. The president is being undermined by McMaster, but appears that this could be leading to the extradition of Mr. Kwok and therefore greater Chinese cooperation in our efforts to isolate the one they call Rocket Man. Let us look at the clock here if we can. Let me say that we broke that story here on InfoWars, and it was the shot heard around the world. We will bring you the latest. You won't read it in the Washington Post or in the New York Times. You see there a piece of agate prop by Michael Forsyth of the New York Times. There are many in the mainstream media attempting to cover Kwok's tracks. But we here at InfoWars have brought you the inside story. Imagine my shock this morning when I went to the mailbox and I opened the two invoices from the attorneys who represented me before the House Intelligence Committee only last week. I had just seen their previous bills because, as many of you know, and as we broke right here at Infowars.com, I'm being sued by an Obama front organization called the Project for Democracy, who have sued me, Donald Trump, and the Trump campaign with the phony claim yet again that we assisted the Russians in hacking the Democratic National Committee and then handed that material over to WikiLeaks. It's a falsehood, folks. It's a fraud, a fairy tale. It never happened. But that doesn't stop somebody, in this case, a large group of somebodies, a group of fairly prominent attorneys, all alum of the Obama administration, from filing a frivolous but detailed lawsuit against me. A lawsuit, by the way, that contains no evidence of wrongdoing whatsoever. It's merely a series of accusations. Well, the bottom line, folks, is that my legal bills have now hit $426,000. Yes, that's what it costs just to defend yourself from the leftist onslaught. I am being pursued not because I've done anything wrong, but because I support Donald Trump and I'll never quit. I'll never stop, and they know it. Frankly, I think this is all meant to be a distraction. So if you want to help the Stone family, if you want to help with these exorbitant legal expenses, you can go to stonedefensefund.com, which will take you to Who Framed Roger Stone. You see a brief description of the charges that I am fighting, the phony charges. I point out that I still have not heard from the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, and I fully expect to testify there in the coming weeks or months, which is why I'm highly confident my legal expenses are going to top $500,000. Now, I am not a wealthy man. My books do pretty well. They pay me a nice stipend here at Infowars.com. But I treasure my independence. I turned down a dozen opportunities to join big Washington lobbying firms where I could have traded my relationships in Trump world for millions of dollars. I did that in the 80s. I have no interest in doing it again. So I have to rely on friends and supporters like you, patriots who know the truth, and therefore any contribution at the StoneDefenseFund.com will be deeply appreciated. While you're at it, however, I want you to go to the Infowars.com store, where the entire line of Emmerich essential oils and products are available. Now, these are the things that you would normally buy at the drugstore for your home. The difference is you can get them in an all-natural format without additives, without chemicals, without other carcinogen-causing factors. These are the very best all-natural products, whether it is body wash, mouthwash, suntan lotion, bug spray. These are highly tested all-natural household products available only at the Infowars.com store. And this is a win-win. You help finance the fight for freedom, the fight for truth, the fight against the godless atheistic globalists, and you get the very best natural products that can be found. So please, folks, go to the website, support us here. I'm Roger Stone. Victory or death.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal
personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue